Let's go back now to a story that we've touched on before. It's about a migrant crisis, but not the one in Europe. This one is taking place on the island of Hispaniola that's made up of Haiti on one side and the Dominican Republic on the other. Last year, the Dominican Republic ordered all immigrants without legal papers to leave the country. That mostly means Haitian migrants. Many Dominicans with Haitian roots fled over the border under threat of deportation or violence. Now, hundreds of migrant families are camped out on the Haitian side of that border. Amy Bracken went to visit one local institution in Anse-à-Pitre that's trying to help.
The Notre-Dame de Lourdes School is a study in contrasts. In the classrooms on one side of the courtyard, children sit in tidy yellow uniforms in rows facing their instructors. On the other side, kids in an assortment of donated clothes push their way in and out of three crowded rooms. One teacher hustles back and forth, trying to maintain some semblance of order. The kids in uniform are locals. Their parents are asked to pay tuition. The rest are Haitian migrants from the DR, and they're too poor to pay. In the past, the school has welcomed a small number of migrant children. But this year, the number ballooned to 216 after hundreds of fleeing families set up makeshift shelters nearby. The students enrolled here are only a fraction of the children in the camps, but they're already too much for the school to handle. That's Brother Alfred Cherfilly, the teacher moving between the migrant classes. He says working with the migrant children is very difficult. They don't know how to behave properly, and they're violent. By violent, he means the pushing and shoving, finger-pointing and tears on constant display when Cherfilly is not in the room. But Cherfilly understands this behavior comes from the children being in very difficult circumstances. Sometimes the parents don't have the means to clean them, to buy clothes for them, he says. They're living in tents, suffering a lot. Some are sick from the dust or kwashiorkor with their swollen bellies. Kwashiorkor is a severe protein deficiency, and many of the migrant children are showing symptoms of it. To top it off, cholera broke out in and around the camps this fall. Cherfilly says the school provides lunch and gives some kids soap and clothes, and there's drinking water in the morning, but it runs out too quickly. Most of the new students here have never gone to school before, and they range in age from 4 to 14. Cherfilly is going through basic math assignments with some of the older kids, trying to determine their proficiency. Then he switches classrooms and teaches younger ones vowels and left from right. By 11 o'clock, classes are over for the migrant students, and they line up for a plate of rice and beans, for many their only meal of the day. Then a bus brings them up the road to their shelters. The Notre Dame School is among the few local institutions here that are helping the migrants. There isn't much else this town of 9,000 can do. It has no electrical grid, no gas station, and just a few tiny businesses. Locals toil in the lowest-level jobs, like harvesting charcoal and importing used clothes. But the mayor, Michel-Ange Morlon, says he's proud of the town's response to the newcomers. He says, I think this is the best population in the world. Why? Because in spite of all the problems the people of Anse-à-Pitre have, they have never turned away a single immigrant. I congratulate them a lot for that. There's been criticism of the national government for not doing enough. The government says it's provided funds for migrants to relocate to their home villages in Haiti, but it's reluctant to build latrines and other structures that might make the camps permanent. Notre Dame's principal thinks his new students aren't going anywhere soon. He's hoping for international aid to help hire teachers and provide books, drinking water, and food. And eventually, he wants to see the migrant kids sitting in uniforms alongside their local classmates. For The World, Amy Bracken, Anse-à-Pitre, Haiti.